We're at the 2011 SCAC Cross Country Championships from the campus of University of the South, Suwannee. I'm joined by Colorado College head cross country coach Ted Castaneda. And coach, today another team championship on the men's side, 37 points. Just congratulations, just sort of your opening thoughts on the way you thought today's race played out.
Well, we knew that we were the target, so to speak, you know, because we had the better times overall in the top 20. But we also knew that we would be challenged, and certainly center was one of them that we anticipated, as well as the possibility with Rhodes and some other schools. But, you know, we were able to pull it off, and it wasn't an easy one, and we really wanted it, and they worked so hard for us. So the team and I know the coaching staff were all ecstatic that we were able to pull off a win.
Coach, obviously a team championship today, but individually, Jackson Brainerd, outstanding performance. He takes away his third straight individual SCAC cross-country championship. The second time in the SCAC history that someone has won it three straight times in a row. Just as you've seen him develop over his career, just sort of just try and put in perspective what he was able to do today as an individual on the course this afternoon.
Well, we knew they were going to go after him, and we talked about you know, some strategy and trying to see what would happen. But basically, the beginning of the race, they would probably let him dictate the race because he had the faster time. So we knew people would be would be intimidated by him. But then we also planned somewhere along the race, maybe around 3 miles or somewhere after that, to try to throw in a surge. And just now talking to Jackson, it looks like the Trinity guy threw a surge on Jackson before that could happen. And Jackson just hung on with him. But then when he threw in his final surge, then he was able to dominate. And we were trying to make history here, trying to be a guy that could win three conference championships. Because that's something that's hard to do. I don't know if I'll see the obstacle coaching that could do that. So it was a very special moment, not only for this team, but I know for Jackson.
Well, you mentioned a special moment, Coach. As I watched you out there on the course today, coaching your team, very vocal, very active today, urging your runners on, not only Jackson, but you know, 1 through 7, right down your team's line. Just talk about, did it seem a little extra special today with it sort of being the last SCAC meet as we know it today, and then with all the stuff that you were going after as not only a team, but then with Jackson as well individually?
Yeah, well, obviously a SCAC title is something everybody wants, and there's no guarantees. I don't care how heavily favored you are. You cannot take it for granted. And we discussed this with the team. But also, the team isn't just the 7. It's also the 9. We had 9 here, and we actually have brought the 10th one. And they all played a very important role in helping us to achieve this title. So, you know, I'm for every single one of them. And that's why I'm the one that can only do the next best thing, because as a coach, I can't run for them. But I sure in the heck can cheer them on. And that's what we all try to do as a coaching staff.
Coach, one of the things that I talked to Jackson about when I interviewed him after the race, and I thought it was a really interesting point, was he sort of said, as you look at cross country today, it seems like a lot of people are so focused on trying to lower the times and get the times down. But what he enjoyed about today's race is it really felt like a true cross country race, and the fact that it had some rolling hills and the times weren't necessarily fast, but it was sort of next man up, trying to beat their next man as opposed to trying to get a certain time. Just talk about the way you thought the course ran today, and especially how beautiful of an afternoon it was.
Well, we had heard about the course, and we also heard that it was at altitude for some teams. For us, we're going from 6,000 to 2,000 feet. Others are coming from, you know, zero elevation to 2,000. So we knew that might play some mind games with them, but not for us. But on the other hand, too, we're a strength team. We put in high mileage. And come on, we got some big hills in Colorado. So rolling hills would work to our favor. We knew that. Our strength is hills. And so when we saw this course last night in the fog, even though we couldn't see all of it, it pumped the team up because they knew this will work to our advantage and we can recover faster off hills.
Coach, I think cross country is such a unique sport because obviously there's such an individual part to it in terms of where you finish, but it's also the ultimate team sport, and the fact that all guys have to finish in order to get that team score. And as I look at your runners today, 1st, 4th, 6th, 12th, 14th, 21st, 22nd, just an incredible team effort by your group this afternoon.
Totally a team effort, and we told everybody that it is an individual sport, but when it comes to conference, when it comes to regionals, when you're trying to qualify for nationals, you have to come together as a team. You're not just running for yourself. You're running for your teammate, and you have to step it up. And I certainly did that in my collegiate career, and I want them to understand that, and they did step it up. So it's a tribute to every single person that ran for us today.
Coach, tons to celebrate today, obviously, both individually and as a team with the big team championship today, but still a lot to run for this season as you look forward to regionals and hopefully nationals. Where does this team go from here? How do you you're to take this momentum and move forward and get prepared for regionals in a few weeks?
Like most teams, this next week is crucial for us. It's the last hard week of the season, period, because after this you taper for your regionals, you taper for your hopefully national possibilities, you know. So we are going to really step it up this next week, and then we're going to rest them and let them go after it. And if things go well this week, then this conference will give it some momentum final for our regionals. We had to have that. We have a chance of going because our region is very tough in the West, and we finished fourth last year and went to nationals. I don't see that happening. I think you're going to have to finish top three if you're going to go. So we needed this team title, and now we got the momentum. We got to get another hard weekend and then just let them go after it.
Colorado College head cross-country coach Ted Castaneda again. Colorado College picking up their second straight men's cross-country title today, third in the last 4 years. Coach, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.